Is Steve Bannon going behind bars? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. The former Trump White House advisor was met with some hecklers a short time ago, arriving at a Washington court for sentencing. The Justice Department wants Bannon to get 6 months in prison for refusing to cooperate with Democrats probing last year's Capitol attack.
Bannon was found guilty by a jury of willfully disobeying a subpoena from the House committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. The subpoena had asked Bannon to provide records and testimony about his knowledge of the effort to overturn the 2020 election results. Bannon's lawyers say he shouldn't spend any time behind bars and should only receive probation.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. In another probe into 2020 election fraud claims, that appeals courts ruled Republican Senator Lindsey Graham must testify before a grand jury in Georgia investigating attempts by then-President Trump and others to overturn Joe Biden's win in that state. Thousands of police officers from around the U.S. and Canada are gathering this morning in Connecticut for the funerals for two Bristol officers ambushed and murdered, Dustin DeMonte and Alex Hamsey.
Fun-loving, good guy who would always help anyone he could.
It's a very tough day. You know, it's impossible to put into words.
Kept me out of trouble when I was in trouble.
The two thought they were responding to a domestic disturbance that instead was a setup, luring them into an ambush that left a third officer wounded. One suspect was killed and returned fire, the other arrested. We still don't know the motive, but we're learning more about last week's mass shooting that left five people dead in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Police are out with a new report that says the 15-year-old suspect first shot and killed his older brother, then went on to open fire in his Raleigh neighborhood and along a nearby walking trail. The shooter hasn't been identified by police because of his age, but he was identified by his parents this week as Austin Thompson. He's still hospitalized after being found with a single gunshot wound.
That's Fox's Jill Nato. America's listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is at odds again with the Biden administration and again over COVID.
A CDC panel endorsed adding a COVID shot to the immunization schedule for kids, which could potentially be a first step on the way to school vaccination mandates. It is now up to each state individually to decide if a child has to be vaccinated to go to school.
As long as I'm kicking and screaming, there will be no COVID shot mandates for your kids. That is your decision.
The CDC's panel on immunization states, quote, adding COVID-19 vaccines to the routinely recommended vaccine schedule represents another step in the nation's recovery.
Fox's Brooks Singman. It's not just Congress probing the contaminated water crisis that hit Jackson, Mississippi over the summer.
The Environmental Protection Agency says it's looking into whether state agencies in Mississippi discriminated against the majority black state capital by refusing to fund improvements to its failing water system. Heavy rains in late August made problems at the main water treatment facility in Jackson worse. Republican Governor Tate Reeves declared a state of emergency August 29th, and the state health department and state's emergency management agency have been overseeing operations and repairs at the facility since then. About 80% of Jackson's 150,000 residents are black, and about a quarter of the population lives in poverty. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures now just down modestly ahead of today's trading. In baseball's playoffs.
And Bregman sends one deep to left. It is back and it is gone. A three-run poke.
Alex Bregman's home run powered Houston to a 3-2 win over the New York Yankees on TBS. The Astros are now up 2-0 in the American League Championship Series. In the NFL, Arizona beat New Orleans 42-34 last night, and there was a big trade. Carolina sent running back Christian McCaffrey to San Francisco for draft picks. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.